Father, we just thank you. We can bow down in your name, and Lord, specific requests and specific concerns, and we put those at your feet for just a moment. And may we look at a little more of one of the prayers in the Bible, and then we want to pray to you as a group, and then we want to break into twos and just pick up the pace a little bit in terms of prayers at once. But Lord, we just want to thank you for your faithfulness. We want to thank you for the living hope that we have in Jesus Christ through the resurrection from the dead. And Lord, when we hear of somebody here on earth dying, we know that that just means they're leaving this earthly tent and going to the eternal habitation, that of the earth, that of the glorified body, which can be in your presence, which is a much better place. So Lord, the issue is not whether we're going to die or not. The issue is where we're going to end up after we die. And so, Lord, we just want to pray again this morning for the lost as well. So lead us now as we first worship and praise you just a moment. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm. Well, we're continuing through the Ephesians 1 prayer, and today we're going to look at just one little phrase, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. And let's begin by singing a couple of stanzas of Jesus Calls Us, verse 76.
Jesus calls us o'er the tumult of our life's wild, restless sea. Day by day his sweet voice soundeth, saying, Christian, follow me. Jesus calls us from the worship of the vain world's golden store, from each idol that would keep us, saying, Christian, love me more. In our joys and in our sorrows, days of toil and hours of ease, still he calls in cares and pleasures, Christian, love me more than these. Jesus calls us by thy mercies, Savior, may we hear thy call. Give our hearts to thine obedience, serve and love thee best of all.
Well, that song answers most of the questions we have today, but just wanted to spend a little time on this one petition. You know, this is, as we mentioned earlier, a prayer for enlightenment. Really, how well do you know God? And here today's petition. Last week we had that the eyes of our understanding being enlightened. That was one of the prayers. Now here to the prayer today is that we may know what is the hope of his calling. And, you know, I've memorized this prayer. I've gone over this over and over and over again. But, you know, I don't think I ever really quite understood what is the hope of his calling. I mean, I should know what it is. The words are not that difficult. There's no real big words in there. But it seems like in this petition, there's really three different words that I wanted to just call your attention to. One is that you may know, and then what is the hope, and what is calling. And it seems to me the words know and calling are fairly clear, fairly one-dimensional, or well, they're all multidimensional, but more or less one-dimensional. First, that you may know, that is the word edo. There's two words, of course, as you know. One is gnosko, which is primarily that of experience, although that there's some that cross over. The other one, the edo, is really kind of know more by intuition or just by faith, you know, that I know that Christ rose again from the dead. Did I experience it? Was I standing there? No, I wasn't. But I know it because I believe it, because the Bible says it, and therefore I know it. And here the word is edo, and really the definition in English would be to see or to know or to consider or to perceive or to be sure or to tell or to understand. So all of these are the definitions of this word here. And so that we would know the hope of our calling, we would see it, we would know it, we would consider it, we would perceive it, we would be sure of it, we would tell it. Now that's an interesting one. If you think of telling the hope and of your calling, not your calling, but his calling, and then that you would understand. We're in Ephesians 1:18 again, and if you can find your notes and not get too lost in it, we're just trying to understand what this says a little bit, so that you may know. So that's the word Edo. And then let's go to calling, because that's a little simpler. Calling, klesis, invitation to experience a special privilege and responsibility. So can you grasp that? His calling, of course, it's his calling because he's the one calling us, right? God is calling. It's his calling. And it's his invitation to experience special privilege, to experience responsibility, to call, or calling, or invitation, and the hope to which God calls. So that we would know, we would understand this, what is the experience of the special privilege that God is calling us. And then what is the hope? Well, hope is used a lot of times in the Scripture, and it's the hope of His glory. There's the hope of God. Over and over again in the Psalms, we have the hope of His Word. And here it's the hope of His calling. Well, that word hope, Elpis, the looking forward to something with some reason for confidence, respecting or expecting fulfillment, or it basically, you could also just use the term hope or expectation. So it's not, you know, you may say, well, I hope I'll win the lottery. Now, that is just based on nothing but a wish, right? It has no fact to it at all. But the hope in the Christian aspect here is something that's surely going to happen. There's no question. There's no question that Jesus is coming back. There's no question that if we trust Him and believe in His name, that we will have eternal life with Him, right? There's no question of that. So when I say the hope of His calling or the hope of being with Christ, it's not, well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure at all. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe. No, it's not the hope we're talking about. We're looking forward to something surely that's going to be happening here. So when you put these things together and you look at the context a little bit, another place to look at these same two words is a few chapters later in Ephesians, where Paul is basically calling for unity in Ephesians 4:1. Which is just about the middle of the page there, we read, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling, there's that same word, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love. Of course, we have the unity there, endeavoring what? To keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The best we can do is to keep it. We can't cause it. Only the Spirit can do that. But we can tear it up, can't we, through division? No. But we're to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There's one body and one Spirit, just as you were called, in one hope of your calling. So there is that same phrase again, just as you were called, in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's above all and through all and in you all. So here we have enlightening that we would know what is the hope of His calling. Now, we have other terms there. Another one I like a lot is in 1 Peter 3:5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope. That's a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Colossians 1:23, the hope of the gospel which you heard. 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So these are various hopes. But as we put all this together, it seems to me that we would know the hope of His calling. Our calling is what? I think an overall term would be Christianity. Christianity is our calling, and it's the desire of Apostle Paul here, writing with His Spirit, writing through him, that we should grow in the knowledge of this calling. He has called us, therefore it's His calling. There's hope in His calling, for we're dealing with God, and we totally trust Him. And, of course, as I mentioned, it's desirable that we know what this hope is of our calling is, and to have really, it seems to me, a close knowledge or acquaintance with the great privilege that we have of being His people, and then because of the expectation we have from God in knowing what's ahead, we want to be diligent and patient in walking our life here on earth in our Christian course, so to speak, and out of love, not out of duty, not out of legalism, but out of love. We want to labor after and pray earnestly for a clear insight and greater acquaintance or more fuller acquaintance with the greatness of the Christian's hope, that being the hope of his calling. Mm-hmm. So if you want to dwell on those notes a little bit, I bring these notes not to confuse you and not to take away your thoughts of just letting the Lord speak to you, but if you want to look at any of these definitions or anything over that and let it sink in a little bit and seek the Lord with this, this is a good 15-minute devotion just to on any of these things. You know, it's just so awesome to spend time with the Lord and his Word. Father, we thank you for your living Word. We thank you for these great prayers in the Bible. And we see here having the gifts of faith in Christ and exercising those gifts of extending love to one another. Paul, recognizing those two essentials, then goes into this prayer for the Ephesian church and for us as well, that we would know these things. We already have them. We already have the hope. We already have the calling. But, Lord, the prayer is that we would really know and understand more clearly and more deeply what that really means. And so, Lord, we want to be growing in the knowledge of you through your Word, that we would have greater depth of understanding of what it really means to be yours and what your calling to us is. You call us to make disciples. You call us to preach the gospel. You call us to go out. As the Father has sent me, so I send you, you said to the disciples. And yet, do we really have an understanding of what it really means to be a Christian and what it really means to know the hope of our Christian calling? And so, Lord, we just seek more understanding through your Spirit, more opening of our eyes, as we prayed last week, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, and we want that enlightenment. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your Word. And here we're gathered together today. And, Lord, a lot going on with election and men's conference and different things. But, Lord, and then all the needs of the flock and so forth, the needs of the pastors, our pastor. So, Lord, guide us now in this time of prayer. And we just thank you that we can gather here and come to you and have direct access to you. We ask this in Jesus' mighty, 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 mighty name. Amen.